So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, a Pesach sheshachta shachris barba asr shaloi lishmoi. If a carbon Pesach was shechted shaloi lishmoi in the morning of Yudal Nisan, there's machlekes Rabbi Shua machshir kilu nishchet b'shloisha asr. Shua holds the carbon is kosher because since the shechita was done before Chatzais, when one cannot bring a carbon Pesach, the carbon is still considered a shlamim as it was on the 13th day or before for which shaloi lishmoi kosher. While Ben Maseir Paisel Kilu Nishchad Bein Rabbein, Ben Maseir holds the carbon becomes Pasel because the Shechita is considered as if it was done after Chatzais, when one can bring a carbon Pesach, and the carbon is considered a Pesach for which Shaloi Lishmei Pasel. The Gemara offers two approaches to Ben Maseir's reasoning. Rabbi Lazar Amri Boishia says, Machshir Hayy Ben Maseir V'Pesach Sheshachtu Shachris Barba Asr Lishmei Dekula Yem Mezimnehu. But Maseir holds that a Pesach can be brought all day long, even in the morning of Yudal Nisan, and therefore the carbon was actually a Pesach for which Shalei Lishmei Pasel. And accordingly, the Pasuk in Parashat Bo that states, V'shachtu Eser Bein Rabayim, the words Bein Rabayim must be interpreted as Bein Shnei Aravim. The time to bring the carbon Pesach is on the whole day of Yudal Nisan, which is between the two nights of Yudal Nisan and Tezvav Nisan. And the Pasuk in Parashas from A that states, Sham Tizbech as a Pesach Be'erev comes to teach the halacha of Yu'uchr Davar. If the Pesach was not brought before Chatzais, it is postponed until after the Tamash al Bein Arbaim is brought first, and then they bring the Pesach. The Gemara, however, brings proof that Bein Arbaim cannot be interpreted as Bein Shnei Aravim between the two nights. Rather, Bein Arbaim means noon and night. Mishinatu Tzloli Erev after Chatzais, afternoon, when the sun begins to move downward and the shadows start to become longer. Therefore, Birchan explains as follows. Paisel haye ben beseir bepesach sheshachta ba'ba asr shachris bein lishmoi bein shaloi lishmoi hayel u'mktsasei ro. Ben beseir holds that carbon pesach cannot be brought in the morning of Yodal Nisan. And it becomes pasel either way. Lishmoi pasel because the zman carbon pesach begins only after chatzais. And even shaloi lishmoi pasel because it's considered a pesach, not a shlamim, because on this day the carbon will become eligible to be a pesach for which shaloi lishmoi pasel. The Gemara asks, Im Kain, Pesach kashal ben Maseir hecha mishkachasla. If so, according to Ben Maseir, Pesach can never become kosher, because there's an issue of dichui. Once something is disqualified as a carbon, it remains disqualified even when the reason for the disqualification is gone. And Rashi explains, according to the Chacham, there is no issue of dichui, because adzman shchitasei chazi lishlamim ubizmanei chazi lepesach. The carbon Pesach is always eligible. Before Chatzais in the morning of Yudal Nisan, the Pesach is eligible Shaloi Lishmai as a Shlam. After Chatzais in the afternoon of Yudal Nisan, the Pesach is eligible Lishmai as a carbon Pesach. However, according to Ben Beseira, Ide Afer Sheha Idna Dichui Meikarahu, if the Pesach was designated on the morning of Yudal Nisan, the Dichui takes effect immediately, because at this time it is disqualified for both Lishmai and Shaloi Lishmai, as explained earlier. Vida Vershinu Me'etmol Nirva Nitchahu. And if the Pesach was designated on the previous day, Yud Gimel Nisan, when it was eligible for Shaloi Lishmai as a Shlamim, nevertheless, Dichui will take effect on the following morning, Yudal Nisan, because it becomes disqualified for both Lishmai and Shaloi Lishmai. The Gemara offers three explanations. Rabbi Vo says, Tehela Achar Chatzais. Indeed, only if the Karban Pesach is designated after Chatzais would it be kosher, and there's no Dichui because it was eligible Lishmai. Abaya says, Afila Tema Mitzafra. Even if the Karban Pesach was designated in the morning of Yudal Nisan before Chatzais, it would be kosher, and there is no dichui, because since the Afrosh is on the same day that the Karban will become eligible, we consider that the Karban was already eligible during Afrosh. Rav Papa says, even if the Karban Pesach was designated during the night of Yudal Nisan, it would be kosher, and there is no dichui, because since the Afrosh was in the evening of the day that the Karban will become eligible, we consider it ro during Afrosh. And we derive this through a contradiction in the following pasuk. The pasuk begins with "Vahaya shivas yamim tachas ima," which implies shivas yamim halai lachazi. Only during the first 7 days is a newborn animal disqualified for a carbon, but on the following night of the 8th day, the animal becomes eligible. But then the pasuk continues "Umayim hashmini v'hala yeratza," which implies "Umayim hashmini halai lachazi." Only on the morning of the 8th day does the animal become eligible, but on the previous night of the 8th day, the animal is disqualified. Therefore, Rebbe Poitricki reconciles the two haketzad, laila likadusha v'yem la'artza. On the night before the 8th day, the animal can be designated as a carbon, and on the following morning, the animal can be brought as a carbon. And even though during the night the animal is still disqualified for a carbon, the animal can be designated because laila ein mechus hazman. The Gemara proceeds with several applications of dichli. Achal chayla behifrish carbon, the hamer das v'chazerbay. If a person ate forbidden fats and set aside a carbon chatas, But in the interim, he became a mumer, an apostate, who is disqualified to bring a carbon. Even if he later did tshuva, the carbon remains disqualified because ha'ilva netche yitche. Since while the owner was a mumer, the carbon cannot be brought, it remains possible forever. Similarly, achal chaylev behifrish carbon b'nishtata b'chazav b'nishtapa. If a person ate chaylev and set aside a carbon chatas, but in the interim he became insane and disqualified to bring a carbon, even if he later became sane, the carbon remains disqualified because ha'ilva netche yitche. The Gemara inquires, achal chaylev behifrish carbon v'hayru bezen shechaylev mutter b'chazav b'hen ma'u. What is the halacha of a person ate chaylev and set aside a carbon chatas, but in the interim Beis Din erroneously ruled that chaylev is permitted and there was no obligation for a chatas chaylev, and they then retracted? Does the carbon remain disqualified or not? And the Gemara concludes that in this case, dichur applies even more so than in the previous cases, because regarding the cases of hamer dasai and ishtapa, gavra itchi carbon lo itchi, the dichur was brought about by the owner who became disqualified, but not by the actual carbon. While regarding the case of Hayur Bezdin, carbon nami itchu, the dichur was brought about by the actual carbon, which became disqualified. The Mishnah continues, Amar Shimon ben Azai, Mekubal ani min pi shivim b'shnayim zaken, v'yoyim sheshiva es Rabbi Elazar b'yeshiva. Shimon ben Azai had a tradition from 72 elders, that on the day they appointed Rabbi Elazar, the following halacha was taught. Shekal azvachim hanachalim shenizbuchu shaloy lishman ksherim, all karbanos that are meant to be eaten if they were brought shaloi lishmai, they remain kosher, but the owner did not fulfill his obligation with the exception of Pesach b'chatas, which become pasul. And as the Mishnah explains, Benazi only adds that a karban ayla which is not meant to be eaten is shaloi lishmai pasul, while the chacham disagree and hold that even an ayla shaloi lishmai kosher. And the Gemara offers two sources for Ben Azai's halacha of Oyla Shalalash Maipasal. Binyanav, there's a logical comparison to derive from both Pesach Bechatas in which Shalalash Maipasal, therefore an Oyla is also Shalalash Maipasal. And although Pesach Bechatas possess the same chumra, the stringency of Karis, while Oyla does not, Ben Azai holds Tzad Karis Leparach. Karis is not a common factor because regarding Chatas, the Karis applies only to the Avera, while regarding Pesach, the Karis applies only to the carbon. But nevertheless, regarding Ashim, Ben Azai holds Ashim Shalo Lishmai Kasher, and there is no binyan av from Pesach Bechatas because Mala Tzara Shavash Abhen, Shekin Yeshnam Betzibur Kebiyachad. Pesach Bechatas both possess the same chumra that they are brought by both individuals in the public, while an Ashim is brought only by a Yachad, but not by the Tzibur. Or Ben Azai Gemara Gamarla, Ben Azai's source for Oyla Shalo Lishmai Pasel is through Halacha Lameisha Mesinai.